Chapter 26, Navigating Life's Storms. Life's journey is fraught with twists and turns, and the Portuguese language has a rich palette of expressions to depict every challenging contour. Chapter 26 is an exploration of the idioms that articulate the trials and tribulations we encounter along the way. It's a chapter that speaks to the heart of resilience, capturing the essence of struggle and triumph through the poetic wisdom of Portuguese sayings. In this chapter, we delve into phrases that reflect life's precarious balance, like
estar no fio da navalha,
and those that express the depth of our predicaments, such as
estar na merda.
These idioms are not just words. They are the companions of our hardships and the narrators of our stories. They teach us that even in the face of adversity, there is beauty in expression and strength in vulnerability. Join me as we navigate the ebbs and flows of existence, learning how to articulate our lowest lows and our highest highs. This chapter is a testament to the human spirit, a guide through the language of life's struggles, and a celebration of the enduring power of Portuguese expression.
Estar tremido.
To be shaky.
O acordo entre as empresas está tremido, pois há muitas cláusulas ambíguas.
The agreement between the companies is shaky because there are many ambiguous clauses.
Estar por fio.
To be hanging by a thread.
A nossa relação está por fio.
Our relationship is hanging by a thread.
Estar tramado.
To be screwed.
Se eu não terminar este relatório até sexta-feira, estou tramado.
If I don't finish this report by Friday, I'm screwed.
Estar na merda.
Literal, to be in the shit. To be in deep shit.
Ele está na merda por causa das dívidas.
He's in deep shit because of the debts.
Estar na pior.
Literal, to be in the worst. To be in dire straits.
Ela está na pior desde que perdeu o emprego.
She's been in dire straits since she lost her job.
Estar no fio da navalha.
To be on a knife edge.
Com o prazo final a aproximar-se, o projeto está no fio da navalha.
With the deadline approaching, the project is on a knife edge.
Estar metido num grande sarilho.
To be in deep trouble.
Ele está metido num grande sarilho por não ter pago as contas.
He's in deep trouble for not paying the bills.
Estar metido numa alhada.
To be in a pickle.
Estou metido numa alhada por ter perdido as chaves de casa.
I'm in a pickle for losing the house keys.
Grande embrulhada.
Big mess.
Estamos numa grande embrulhada com este projeto.
We're in a big mess with this project.
Estar frito.
Literal, to be fried. To be in deep trouble.
Ele está frito se não entregar o trabalho a tempo.
He's in deep trouble if he doesn't deliver the work on time.
Aguentar-se à bomboca.
To hold one's ground, or to keep it together.
Apesar das críticas, ele conseguiu aguentar-se à bomboca e seguir em frente.
Despite the criticism, he managed to keep it together and move forward.
Estar feito ao bife.
Literal, to be done to the stake. To be in a tough situation or to be in trouble.
Se não entregarmos o projeto a tempo, estamos feitos ao bife.
If we don't deliver the project on time, we're in trouble.
Estar entregue à bicharada.
To be left to the wolves or to be in a tough spot.
Com a falta de recursos e apoio, a instituição educativa estava completamente entregue à bicharada.
With the lack of resources and support, the educational institution was completely left to the wolves.
Ter a burra nas couves.
Literal, to have the donkey in the cabbages, to have problems or conflicts.
Eles estão sempre a discutir, parece que têm a burra nas couves.
They're always arguing. It seems like they have problems all the time.